This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Lawmakers return to Jefferson City today for their annual veto session. As Marshall Griffin tells us, House and Senate leaders will attempt to override Governor Nixon's veto of a bill that levies sales taxes on out-of-state vehicle purchases.
The issue is heated up as Nixon supporters are running radio ads urging Missouri citizens to call their lawmakers and tell them not to override the governor's veto. Nixon calls the bill a retroactive tax hike on anyone who's bought a vehicle outside of Missouri this year, while GOP leaders say it will provide much-needed revenue to local police and fire departments and encourage car and boat buyers to shop in Missouri. Lawmakers are also considering overriding the governor's veto of a bill that would allow employers to deny contraceptive coverage if providing it goes against their religious beliefs. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The veto session begins today at noon. Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder is criticizing Governor Jay Nixon's administration for not taking part in a disaster recovery hearing yesterday at the state capitol. A House interim committee was appointed to examine the state's response to last year's flooding and tornadoes. It held what was supposed to be its final hearing, but it ended early when no one from the state emergency management agency or the Department of Public Safety showed up. Kinder chairs the committee. He says they will now send a letter to the Nixon administration asking for written testimony.
We were kind of caught off guard by their refusal to cooperate, and we feel they have an obligation to cooperate. Again, we're not chasing after bad guys here. We're not on a witch hunt.
Kinder has been especially critical of SEMA. He accuses the state agency of making the town of Bridgeton wait 9 months to receive federal aid for the Good Friday tornado that also damaged Lambert-St. Louis Airport. The governor's office has so far not responded to requests for comment. The state has awarded the University of Missouri-Columbia nearly $254,000 to study pollution prevention in a creek that runs through part of the city. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources says the study will focus on the effectiveness of practices for preventing pollution of Hinkson Creek. The DNR says the university is also providing about $170,000 for the project, which is expected to be finished by early 2014. Hinkson Creek has been in violation of federal clean water standards and has been the subject of ongoing cleanup efforts. MU leaders are getting close to forming a new advisory committee to lead the University of Missouri Press. Spokesperson Mary Jo Bankin says a transition team is currently reviewing nominations and plans to send out invitation letters later this week. MU Chancellor Emeritus Richard Wallace says this committee is the first of its kind and has a main goal. Wallace says MU is going to have the highest quality academic press that we can. Wallace is a member of the transition team organizing the committee. The other members are UM System President Tim Wolf, MU Chancellor Brady Deaton, and UM System Assistant Vice President Deborah Noble Triplett. MU announced last month that the press will remain open and did away with plans for a reimagined press that would have had an educational component on campus. Now the responsibility for the press will be transferred from the university system to MU. The former general manager of Kansas City's National Public Radio Station has been elected chairman of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Fellow board members of the nonprofit corporation elected Patty Cahill yesterday to a one-year term.
The Missouri Farm Bureau is keeping its endorsement of Missouri Senate candidate Todd Akin after the Republican congressman made remarks about women's bodies being able to avoid pregnancy in cases of what he called, quote, legitimate rape. Yesterday, a Farm Bureau spokesman told the Associated Press that members of its Political Action Committee had voted to maintain their support. The group had endorsed Akin over Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill by a 99% vote just 1 month ago. Akin has apologized repeatedly since his remarks about rape were aired August 19th on a St. Louis television station. The Missouri Farm Bureau has always backed a Republican candidate since it began making Senate endorsements in 1982. A proposition on the November ballot that aims to increase the tobacco tax is picking up support. As KBIA's Zach Garcia explains, Missouri's Coordinating Board for Higher Education is the latest to advocate for higher tax rates on cigarettes and other tobacco products.
Proposition B represents the third attempt to increase Missouri's low tax rate on tobacco products. And while previous proposals were turned down by the state's residents in 2002 and 2006, this year's version has steadily gained support. The Missouri Coordinating Board for Higher Education publicly advocated Proposition B by passing a resolution backing the measure last week. Paul Wagner, who is deputy commissioner of the board, says that the measure would not only help higher education, but could also improve health care.
It's a two-sided view for the board. You know, certainly they support increased funding for higher education. This is estimated to bring in approximately $84 million for higher education. In addition, there's a particular focus on healthcare.
Wagner says that 25% of the higher education funding would be used to train future healthcare workers. The American Cancer Society, Tobacco Free Missouri, and Senator Claire McCaskill have also voiced support for Proposition B, which was petitioned into ballot consideration by the Show Me a Brighter Future campaign. Proposition B calls for a 73 cents per pack increase in Missouri's taxation on tobacco products. Currently, Missouri's rate of 17 cents per pack is the lowest rate in the nation. Zach Garcia, KBIA News.
Missouri's annual veto session is set for today. As Marshall Griffin tells us, the one-day session will mark the last hurrah for 24 House members and 9 senators who are leaving due to term limits.
Among those making their final appearances in chamber is Senator Jason Crowell. The Cape Girardeau Republican is probably best known for his opposition to expanding tax credits and working instead to either eliminate them or make them subject to each year's state budget. The Senate is also losing President Pro Tem Rob Mayer, who's running for a circuit judge slot in Stoddard County. The Senate is also losing its top Democrat, Minority Floor Leader Victor Callahan of Independence. In the House, term-limited House Speaker Stephen Tilley has already left office, and House members are expected to elect Majority Floor Leader Tim Jones before taking up veto business. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.